Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I can hear the mission. I wonder if it's because of the music thing. I think it's all good.
No.
It's like that music party where there's a crowd. Except I turned down the. Oh, it is. You can hear something.
It just
garbled. Kind of
like a radio station fading in and out in the background. That's all it's meant with.
Okay. I turned the microphone down and now I can barely hear you.
Turn the Bluetooth speaker off.
Can you hear it better that way?
I don't know. Let's try.
Can you hear it?
No, we can't hear it at all.
Okay, let me switch this thing again. Yes.
Something that they may have never seen.
Yeah, I keep waiting for you to say, oh, I hear something, but you're not yet. I don't know what else will change.
Well, you can just hear a little kind of a audio change between what we used to do. And what's happening now?
They're singing.
No, we can't hear singing. No singing. Really interesting. All right.
Well, let me try to go back to the speaker again.
So, just land right in there. And we're going to, in the name of Jesus, come right now. Answer the call right now. And thank you, Father. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you're doing a very, very awesome, wonderful, mighty, mighty work amongst all of these believers that are here today. The Lord has done. But what the Lord has done, healed my body, touched my mind, saved me. At least that's when we can see the word. Something happens when I call your name. Mountains move when I call your name. And, you know, you can kind of make up your own beat and get up and dance it. Come on. Isn't that something? Bud, you brought me to this place. So I lay me down and I lift you up. Worthy is your name, Jesus. Worthy is your name, Jesus. How I love your name, Jesus. Worthy is your name. If you want to enjoy the worship service, go watch it on YouTube. That's fine, you can.
Did the sound quit again?
We'll be here. Yeah, we can't hear anything.
What? nothing.
It seems if they sing loud enough to overcome the music, that we get to hear it. It's just we can hear him talking. Good.
Help me, God. Hello there, everyone.
Hello there, everyone.
Hello.
So glad to hear you.
Hello there, everyone. Can you hear me?
We can hear you very well.
All right. So everybody get ready to shout because I got a testimony to tell you.
All right. We're ready.
Should I tell the long version or the short version?
We got time.
Amen, Sunday. That's what I was thinking. Do the long.
Well, all right. So I want to tell the short version first, but then I'll tell you the story. For all of you that have been praying that I would be able to be in my own truck and rolling with my own chassis, tomorrow at 10 a.m., it happens.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, let me tell you the story, because it's been a real story. It has been a very real story. And for anybody that has stepped way out in God and said, God, use me, take me somewhere and use me. And then as you step out for God to use you, it's like, how come that you said doesn't seem to be happening like you said? And how come this that you said doesn't seem to be happening like you said? Whoops, let me say that differently, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that exactly what you said is coming to pass right now in my life, because what you said has to come to pass because you're God. Oh, and why is what you said not coming to pass? And you learn a lot of lessons. And hopefully the best lesson you learn is to hear his voice and to walk with him. Always remember this. God is more concerned about your outcome than he is your income, although he wants your income to be so abundantly and profusely blessed that he can establish his covenant and use your pocketbook to do it. It's right there in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verse 18. Now, it sounds like I'm walking in to the house. I am. So, you guys have all been witnessing me driving truck. I'm sure that you're just like me and have asked a question several times. Father, what in the world are you doing with our pastor? And I can tell you, I've asked the same question several times. Father, what are you doing in my life? I'm a pastor. And probably from July until I was probably working for 5F when I got the word that said, you're not being punished. I've given you an assignment. Was I working for 5F or was I working for the guys over there at
Corcoran, I believe?
You remember? Corcoran? Mm-hmm. Anyways, I felt like I was being punished, that I was having to go do this work. And I enjoy it because there's nothing more satisfying than hauling the load. I enjoy it. I truly do. There's just nothing more, to me, there's just nothing more satisfying than to be able to hook up to a load and get your assignment and get the address and take off down the road and haul it. I thoroughly enjoy that. However, once I learned that this was an assignment, now your place is to look at it and say, well, now help me do exactly what you want me to do so that I will be exactly what you want me to be. And, you know, I remember thinking several times, how in the world do you do all of this and pastor this church? But God is God. Want to say it with me? God is God.
God is God.
He knows what he's doing.
And he knows what he's doing.
And so, you know, I went and talked to this lady that's in charge of this company, and she's like, well, this is what you got to do right here. And if you get this paperwork and all this accreditation stuff together and buy a truck, then you can be here and drive this. And it's really a good opportunity. Give me just a second. I just walked back in the house. I'll get online here. But, you know, it took a while to be able to get the right semi and find it. And God really blessed in that. He really did. And he got me a very, very amazing pulling piece of equipment. He really did. And, you know, that's what's got to happen. They got to have something that has the ability to pull. So anyways, now that I get it, I go in, the lady said, I'm sorry, there's just this deal. And she's like, I know what I told you, and I know you've done what's got to be done, and I know this doesn't make sense, and I've had this truck now for 2 months, literally 2 months. After I went to Washington and picked it up, I've now had it for 2 months, and it's not rolled down the road yet here in North Dakota to make a dollar with a trailer hooked to it. And there is just this battle. There's this policy that was made at the beginning of the year, and that said I couldn't drive with them until the middle of or till the end of April. And so I would pray and say, Father, what do I do? And he would say, I've set before you an open door that no man can shut. And I would go and ask, and the door was closed. And he would say, I've set before you an open door that no man can shut. And I would go and ask, and it'd be like, no, it's not there. And the other day I went in and talked to the lady and just said, you know, help me understand. She said, there's no understanding. There is just no understanding. Hold on. There we go. All right. All right. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So, I've just been praying and fasting and saying, God, what do I do? And but I've had work for this other man that was just so wonderful. He's just such an amazing, he's become such an amazing friend. Okay. And he owns this truck that I've been driving, and I've been able to make enough money to pay the payments and keep Sicily in. On the road, what is going on? And I got a weird thing happening in front of me, but it's okay. Am I still there?
Yes.
All right. So
I've asked you guys to pray, and many of you have got involved and prayed and believed God with us and just spoke that God's will be done. And I went looking many other places to find work. And yesterday afternoon, I spent all afternoon after the program was finished. I spent all afternoon talking to people about being hired. Every person I talked to said, yes, we'll hire you. We don't have a trailer. And so then I spent the next couple hours looking for trailers. And, of course, you got to buy one. That's another $35,000. I found one I really like. That one's $72,000. And I'm like, Jesus, I don't want to go in debt more. I know you said, I've set before you an open door that no man can shut. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of my life. Well, then I find out that this person that's made this policy is not only keeping me from it, but 9 other men who have gone and bought a truck. And so when I went and talked to this lady the other day, live anywhere except here, right?
Blog Talk is live.
All right. That's all right. I don't mind Blog Talk hearing this. So when I went and talked to her, there was her and another guy was there, 2 executives, and they're like, we don't know. And I'm like, well, I just need to have some questions answered, and you got any ideas? And I'm like, well, you can do this, and this, whatever. So then all day yesterday, actually for a couple of days, I've been hearing the Father say, read the book of Joshua. And so, it's kind of important when you hear the Father say, do something, that you do it right then. That's what he really likes you to do, is obey immediately. And I'm like, all right, I've already read it. I've got it recorded. I'll go on there and I'll read the word and I'll listen to the book of Joshua. And he's like, no, I don't want you to do that. I don't want you to record anything. I just want you to read it. So last night after the program, Cicely Ann and I were on the phone and I began to read it. And I got all the way through chapter 4, wrote a bunch of notes down that he gave me to write. And we went to bed. And we got up this morning and we were talking after the program this afternoon. And it hit me. Joshua marched around that city once every day for 6 days. And then 7 times on the 7th day. And I'm just like, I know what to do. So this afternoon, I went and got in the truck, queued up the book of Joshua on my headset, and I'm like, I'm going to drive around this city. I'm going to drive around every piece of territory here, to this oil field where God has sent us. When we got here, he said, I've given you cities that you didn't build, and you're going to have olive trees, and you're going to have, fountains and all the different things it says. And we're going to have oil then, all right? That's beautiful. We found a beautiful place out here for a ministry center that is coming to us. And Sister Leanne and I have created a confession. We don't just tell you to write confessions. We have them ourselves. We've created a confession for the business, and she began to say it, and I'm just driving around the city. And I get out to the corner of the city where the office is, and the Holy Spirit says, drive in and pray for it. And I pull up to the building. I park my semi. I get out. I go in. There's somebody in the office with her. There's another guy waiting. I sit down by the guy waiting. A really nice African man. They're such nice people. I just love these Africans that are here. And hang on, I got to take care of my old cat here. So I went in, and when the African got up and went in, She's like, well, who else is sitting out there? I went in. She's like, well, what are you doing here? I said, you haven't seen my smiling face yet today, and I'm sure that you need to see it. And she's like, right, okay. And she got finished. She said, what are you here for? And she owns a trucking company. And I'm like, do you have a trailer I could rent from you? Because I couldn't get hired in two different places today. She goes, we got trailers, we got hoppers coming, but let me just put in a request again. And she's done this 10 times, you know. I said, well, I didn't come here for that. She goes, I know, but I'm going to do it again because I don't want to lose you to anybody else. So I got real quiet and just began to speak the word of God. You've set before me an open door which no man can shut. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. And she got everything typed in and she said, okay, pray a prayer. And I said, ma'am, there's a whole team of us who are praying for you and for this situation to change. And not just change for me, but change for those other nine men. And she got all choked up. And she said, I gave you men my word. And every one of you have a payment. And she said it has to go through. I said, it will, Jesus' name. She sent it, sat there for a while. She said, well, I'm just going to keep checking it. And I can't spend all my time. And I'm like, that's all right. It's all right. Just go back out and sit in my truck. And I thanked her. I reassured her that all of us were praying for her. Her name is Angela. Bless her. She's a wonderful lady. I found out today behind the very bold leader that she is a very caring individual. And so I went back out and got in the truck, and I could tell inside my spirit, the Holy Spirit was telling me to go up and go to this truck stop. And I'm like, well, I know. All right, yes. I'm going to quit questioning and just go do. And so I drove up to Pilot. And I need to get a charging cord for my phone. And I went inside, and this really nice guy walked up and started teaching me all about all the stuff I needed. And he reaches up and he pulls this thing off, and he's like, look at this. This will hook your phone right to the radio in your truck if it doesn't have the ability to do it by Bluetooth. I'm like, dude, how'd you know I needed that? So I got one. It's going to work really good. So I'll be able to put everything over the speakers. And the lady that runs the place is there. And she came out and I asked her, because they're buying, somebody bought the place. And it's been an interesting transition between the two companies. And I said, ma'am, how's things going here? She goes, oh, it's going good. It doesn't look like it, but she said, it really is going good. She said, if you ever come here and there's no food out, ask us. We'll make you a pizza, a sandwich, whatever you want. I'm like, wow, that's really awesome. I said, well, I just want you to know, I've been praying for this place, that this transition happens and it happens effectively. She goes, you've really been praying for that? I'm like, well, yeah, because all of us men out here, this is the only thing that's out here in this corner of the box. And she said, man, that's the truth. And I'm like, it is. And we need fuel. We need coffee. We need a sandwich. We need a cinnamon roll. You know, the important things about driving truck. Can I get an amen on cinnamon rolls?
Amen.
I figured I'd get
amen
more than Sunday.
You can't forget the cookies.
So, you know, I went up and bought my stuff, and she thanked me for praying, and out the door I went, and I'm like, well, listen, this is an interesting afternoon. So I'm coming back down in by the corner where the office is, and I've not made my first circle yet. And the Holy Spirit said to me, right about the time the program started, I want you to go in. No, he said, I want you to go to Love's and buy a chicken dinner. And I'm like, I'm really trying to fast. And tell that was an argument. So I just said, all right, I guess I'm eating chicken at Love's. And I get in the door. I'm looking, and it's like, oh, there's a vegetarian pizza up there. I might like that better. You know, I'm like, all right, he said chicken, so here we go. I step over there to the chicken side, and some friends of ours here, Apostle Theodore and Miss Pauline, or Paulette, they have a church out here. They were actually sent, where were they from, love? What city, where were, what nation were they from in Africa?
Ghana, I believe.
Where?
Ghana.
Was it Ghana? Anyways, they're from Africa. And God told them to come here as missionaries to Williston. And it's like, isn't that interesting? And they started a church. And I asked about her husband. I said, how's he doing? She's waiting at me. She's working behind the counter.
They actually...
Oh, he's doing...
Sorry. They actually have been on the program with us before. You guys met them when we were doing in the park.
They were doing a big sale.
I remember that.
Yeah.
So I began to talk to her, and she told me about how the church is going and how things going, and you know, just the challenges of Williston and everything. And I was able to minister to her, and I got chicken. I got gizzards and some green beans and a biscuit. And then, you know, just stepped over to the other cash register. She came over there, and I just said, you know, you guys be strong and be blessed. And, you know, tell Theodore I said hi, and we're praying for you. And she asked all about Leanne and your dad, and she said, well, tell Leanne I'll be praying for him. And when I got back out to the truck and got some of my gizzards eaten, he said, now go back to the shop and sit there. I'm like, wow, what an experience we're having today, you know. So I drive back around over there, and I just park in the driveway. I'm not in anybody's way. I'm just parked there. Praying in the Holy Ghost. The program's running. We're not hearing any of the worship music. You know, I'm like, Jesus, come on, everything work. And out the lady comes. And she pulled up beside me. She's like, I don't know anything yet. I'm like, it's all right. I just sat here praying. It's going to work. This is going to work. And not just for me, but for all of them. She's like, and she's talking to somebody on her phone in her truck. She said, did you hear that, what he just said? And the lady's like, yeah, I did hear that. She's like, all right, well, I'm going home. So see you later. I'm just going to sit here for a while. What we're learning, you got to learn what Pastor was just talking about. Get in that secret place and learn to hear the voice of the Spirit. And it might take you a while to get it. But read the word or hear the word read with the read the word videos that I do. And then spend time in prayer just talking to the Father. At first, you're going to have the voice of your mind that's going to talk to you. And you're going to probably have the voice of the past talking to you. Who do you think you are? You're going to hear it. And all them insecurities are going to talk to you. And then there might be some fiery darts. Well, who do you think you are? And condemn you. Pretty soon in the middle of it, you're going to hear the loving, caring, understanding, commanding voice of the Father. And you'll begin to find yourself becoming one with Him. And so I just drove back over there and I sat there for a while, and then what happened? Oh, I went back over there and said, I want you to drive by the place three times I drove down the road and come back up, went up there and turned around and come back up. I'm blessing all these businesses out there. I'm praying over everybody. And the second time when I came by, he said, pull in here, drive around the building, drive around the trailers. This is done, and nobody can stand in the way, and drive back out the driveway. Finished up my three times, drove around all the city out through all the oil field companies. And when I pulled in the driveway back to where I parked my truck, Angela called me. She said, at 10 a.m. tomorrow, be in my office because you get your trailer.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's okay to be a little more excited than that.
Hallelujah.
I figured Sister Leanne would have the computer running around the house right now. But she's got to keep it attached, I know. Hallelujah. She said that, and I said, okay, I can be there at 10 a.m. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I said, give me just a minute. I jumped straight out the truck and ran all around the parking lot going, she's on the other line just laughing. Now, see, God doesn't just want us blessed. He wants us to be blessed to be a blessing.
We need to send her chocolate.
And guess what? And guess what else? Dr. Pepper.
Oh, no kidding.
Okay.
All right.
Now, I want to pray for these other men. Because based on what this business does, and this business does it, this is not, all of us who went and bought a truck, we don't have to worry anything about this truck being able to get paid off because this business works. But let's pray for them right now. Father, I don't even know these men's name. Maybe there's women in it, but you know them. And as Dr. Winston said in the Faith Refresher, God's not giving you that job or that business for them to be a blessing to you. He gave you that place so you could be a blessing to them. And now, whoever this person is that's been in the way, thank you that they came back, agreed. So you've changed their heart. And we don't want any destruction to happen to anybody. Help them see. Help them see through it. The eyes of their understanding be flooded with enlightenment to see the process and to have their policy, but to have wisdom in it, I pray. We speak, all of us together, put our faith in agreement right now, and we declare, no man shall be able to stand before these men who have bought a truck and are sitting here going, what am I going to do? No man shall be able to stand before them all the days of their life. And this open door that no man can shut, I grab these brothers, sister maybe, and we come through the door together and we get this mission accomplished, making a difference one load at a time. I declare it in Jesus' name. We speak to every one of the producers that are here, to Marathon and to Hess and to Whiting and to Oasis. We speak to Petro Hunt. We speak to Continental. We declare in the mighty name of Jesus, frack these wells. Kraken, Kraken, be a Kraken in Jesus' mighty name. And then the flowback companies, you better get tuned up because we speak 8 consecutive, continuous frack spreads happening in North Dakota. I don't know. I better be careful. I got to say the right amount of time. 8 of them just continually be happening. May our drilling rigs go from 40 to 50 to 60 to 70 to 100. May we hit 100 rigs again, Jesus, because we're doing what America needs and producing the oil for the energy. And so this nation can go. Every governmental official that is standing in the way, when that angel comes to you in your room, just say, yes, sir, voice, and do not stand in the way. We stand in the gap for the economy of the United States of America. We stand in the gap for the flow of our own oil from our own nation, giving our own men and women jobs, and all of this frustration and confusion in the economy gone, and every one of these lying, cheating, stealing politicians removed, put in jail, and given their just dues because they stand in the way of the American people. We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, secure the blessings of liberty, to us ordain and establish this, and we will not be removed from our position. You liars and the isms have no right, and you have no claim to this historic authority, to this promised land. Shame upon you, because you have become multimillionaires on the backs of the American people, and you mock us with your policies. No more. Your time is up. Everyone that is working against this nation, your time is up. You're found. You're caught. You're brought to justice now by the King and the Savior and the God of justice and righteousness and love and peace. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Bless these men tonight. Bless these other drivers to have peace in their soul. Father, I pray over everybody that's in our midst, that is listening, all of our brothers and sisters on the internet with Blog Talk Radio. Maybe there are people out there saying, man, I just got a business. I needed to hear this story. God gave me a verse. It don't look like it's coming to pass. I'm going to tell you right now, it's coming to pass. Be faithful. Stand there. When he gives you a verse, stand on it. When he gives you a verse, stand on it. Do not stop speaking it. Do not stop declaring it. No matter what it looks like, don't stop declaring it. And then whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all of your might. And watch God's blessing come upon you. Now, let me say something else about this. When you're walking this stuff out, there's many things that you got to continually look at. And the most important voice of wisdom you need is God. Because when he tells you what to do, no matter what it looks like, you've got to go get that done. Now watch. Go with me to Proverbs chapter 2. And I'll give you a little bit of word tonight. Don't you love pastor stories? I love them. I said, didn't I say it to you guys on the morning program? I sure hope pastor tells a story this week about casting the demon out of the girl who was chained to the tree. And we heard it tonight. Now, for those of you that's not been on the morning program or listening to Brother Dutch did the same thing. Except he wasn't in Africa. Brother Dutch was in Central America or somewhere down there. He had the exact same thing, a lady cat tied to a tree, and if they let her go, she ran in the fire, jumped in the water, you know, did that whole thing. And what was it? How did his story go? She was tied to a tree across the city. And God told him to speak the name of Jesus. Yeah, that's right, because he wasn't even standing next to her, was he? We'll get that story and play it for you. Not right now. Proverbs chapter 2, look at this. Now, no matter who you are, you might say, well, Pastor, I'm all done with, you know, jobs and stuff like that, but I still need some more money. I could use some more money. I want to do more things for God. It's like, these Holy Spirit conferences. I want to help. I want to help Dr. Barclay do a Holy Spirit conference in another city every month. I'm serious about it because it has so much anointing. Like Sister Donna said this morning, there was so much anointing on it. She was just overcome at her house. And when she got done, she was trying to speak in English, couldn't. Only thing she could do was just pray in the Holy Ghost. Why? Because the anointing coming out of that screen. And it transforms who you are. And yet, in order to do it, it takes money. I don't remember. Does anybody remember what the budget was for this week? Seeing how they're at home, it's probably not as much, but it's probably still $50,000, I would imagine. It's amazing how much things cost. And so even if you're retired and you're comfortable in your life, you have your house, you have, you know, all that stuff, pockets so we can preach the gospel. So I say that every time we come here about I receive my hundredfold return. Why? Because I want to see us preaching this gospel everywhere he tells us to go. And just like preaching a radio station there in Kansas City. Oh my goodness, my hair's messed up. What do I do? Didn't work. It's still messed up. It's all right. My mic's working good, though, isn't it? Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, we have great sound.
Real clear.
All right.
And your hair looks
Proverbs
fine.
Proverbs chapter. Say again.
And your hair looks fine.
Why do we humans care so much about our hair?
Pastor, at least you have hair, dear.
Amen,
Sunday. Amen.
Sunday. And listen, it's growing back to be a full head of hair, blonde. That's my prayer. Full head of hair, blonde. Because I'm just a young guy. The speaker yesterday morning said, I want all the young people, you know, those of you who are 64 years old and younger, to stand up. That's the young people. Amen. Here we go. Proverbs chapter 2. Oh, my, look what time it is. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you. Well, all of us here love God. We love his word, and we've learned to treasure this command. He's talking about us. So that you incline your ear to wisdom. The more determined you become to incline your ear to wisdom, the more you're going to shut off the world and the politics and the TV and everything else because there's not a lot of wisdom in it. And apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry out for discernment, Lord, I need discernment. It's a gift of the Spirit. And you lift up your voice for understanding. See, Proverbs 2 and Matthew 13 go side by side because to him who has revelation of the word, more will be given. And this verse says, when you cry out for wisdom and discernment and understanding, look what happens. If you seek for her as silver, search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord. And you will find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. Did you notice that that doesn't say the Lord teaches wisdom? It says the Lord gives wisdom. He gives it to him. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. Now, those of you that were a part of the program here and you saw the man at the end who closed, his name's Ray Bench, big tall guy. Ray Bench was just an old boy that in Midland or Saginaw or somewhere right there. He grew up. Yeah, I guess it was Midland because his mom and dad just lived down the road and grew up in a trailer house and never had anything, broken down cars when he came to church. And then through a chain of events, Dr. Barclay hired him to be his attaché and his right-hand man. And watch this. And I talked to him one day, like, how'd you learn all this? He said, I went to work and decided after 1 week, I don't know how to do any of this. So he said, the next week, I came to work an hour earlier, closed my door, and literally prayed for an hour in the Holy Spirit for God to anoint me to do the work. And he said, I began to understand it. So he said, since I understood it with an hour of prayer in the Holy Ghost, I decided if I came and gave 2 hours of prayer in the Holy Ghost, I'd understand it better. And he said, finally, I started going to the office about 5 o'clock in the morning so I could close my door, be in the presence of God, get the anointing, get my pot filled with oil that I could pour out all day long. And you know what? A man who really was not formally trained in any of it became one of the most powerful men you ever met. And when God moved him to his own ministry, it took like five men to fill his position because of everything he was getting accomplished for Dr. Barclay. He's a wonderful man of God. And he's a wonderful friend of mine. See, if we say it's only as much as I can memorize, then it's dependent upon you to memorize. Well, quit trying to make it how much you can intellectually think. Let it be how much revelation you can receive. How much revelation you can receive is absolutely dependent on how much word you put in your life. How much word you put in your life is up to you, not anybody else. And if you might say, well, Pastor, I don't read good. Then put on Read the Word. Find the book you want to read and put those on and listen to them while you read the words. Follow right on the page while you hear me read. Your eyes will begin to read at the same speed I am, and it won't be long. You'll be reading just like I read. Gave yourself to understanding. You kicked on that tape. I've seen it happen over and over. Kicked on that tape, and you just continually read along with it. And by my reading, which is anointed by the Holy Spirit in these videos, you will gain understanding of reading. And the wisdom of God will come to you. You can't beat this kingdom. You just can't beat this kingdom. And so here we go. How far did I get? He stores up the sea. Then you will understand the fear of the Lord. All right, verse 7. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He's a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the preserves the way of his saints. They will understand righteousness and justice. They will understand equity in every good path. That is what's going on with me in this situation, is righteousness, justice. This is unjust what's been going on. Equity in every good path. When wisdom enters your heart, and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you, and understanding will keep you, to deliver you from the way of evil and from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the darkness. Now, let's be done with that. Matthew chapter 13, Jesus, the disciples came and said, Jesus, what's this parable mean? And he said to them, he said, to you, it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom. To you. Point your finger right at you and just say it right out loud. To you, it has been given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. To him who has revelation of the word planted in his heart, more will be given. And he will. More will be given. That means what you got, God multiplies. And you're like, whoa. All of a sudden, the veil opens up and you see the whole picture. Why? Because he gives you more. Because you sought after him. Now, let me read something to you. About a month ago, I told you about my sister. Her name's Becky. She's married to Dan Miller. They pastor Edges Wesleyan Church in Luther community of Michigan by Cadillac. It's like It's like three pine trees and four houses and a church. I don't even know where Luther is. But anyways, God gave her this desire to have a daycare center, kind of training center, preschool kind of situation. She calls it Grandma's Daycare, I think. And when she began, she just wanted to bless the people of her community. I don't remember how many years ago it was. She's had some, you know, some severe up or down, but all the way through it. As soon as she started it, the man that owned the old school building that was empty, or the state owned the old school building that was empty, but the man that was over is like, Becky, why don't you come in here? We'll just let you use this old school building. You can use these couple of rooms right here. And it's a nice building, you know, and nice rooms, and you can do it. They got bathrooms and everything set up. So she did. She used it for a little bit, and he goes, well, how about you use these two? If you want to, you can use the old gymnasium. And it just keeps going. About a month ago, she said, in our text thread between all of us siblings, she said, do you know what? A lady looks like who has a $500,000 payroll. She said, look at me. Now, I don't know if you ever been to Luther. There ain't nothing there. And if she's got a $500,000 payroll, she's got the biggest payroll of the community. Because God gave her a vision and a dream and said, do it. They continually see their church grow and grow and grow. I get this text tonight. Watch this. And about 6:30, before we left work today, Dan got a phone call from a man asking if he could meet with Dan at the church. Dan's her husband. Dan thought he needed food or money, so we hurried home. Instead, his first question was, do you believe in Jesus? I have to find him. Dan prayed with him and led him to the Lord. Then the man shared some of his story with Dan. He then told Dan, I'm going home and get my wife and bring her back to pray with you. Sure enough, half an hour later, they are at the church right now. Praise God for a hungry heart.
Amen.
Want to say it with me? Revival in the middle of nowhere.
Revival in the middle of nowhere and everywhere.
Hallelujah.
God is pouring out his spirit on this whole earth. Let him put you into every situation where he wants you. Because they ain't nobody on the face of this earth that God's done with. Nobody. Every one of us have an assignment to reach more people. Tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., I go in, and all my paperwork will go through.
Woo! Amen.
And in the process, my testimony of God and of faith is now seen by everybody around me. You can't be a David unless you have a Goliath. Can't be a Daniel unless you have a lion. You can't be the three Hebrews unless you have a fiery furnace. You don't get to be Moses unless you have a Red Sea and water coming out of the rock and manna falling from heaven and quail flying in and God keeping you from killing all of them. You're starting over. When God leads you into a situation and there's a mountain, there's a giant, there's a lion, there's a persecution, there's a something, God didn't lead you there to try you. He led you there to take that giant out. He led you there to remove that barrier. He led you there to stop that injustice. He led you there to solve a problem, win a soul, change a community, win a nation, change a school, transform your grandchildren's life. Don't stop ever saying, God, use me tonight. Use me. Wake up in the morning. What are we doing today? And talk to the Father like he is your Father standing in that room with you. And remember, his voice is going to be fatherly. Love it. Loving Father. Loving Father. His voice is going to be gentle and yet instructive. His voice will never be condemning. When you hear that voice, that is not the Father. What did I hear him say the other day? Who was it that said it?